From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's ceasefire generally holding for a third day. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities is largely intact. Mr. Ban said a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations don't spread and the halt in the fighting continues. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Monday also acknowledged reports of violations.
That is consistent with our expectations heading into this process, which is that we did anticipate that there would be reports of violations and that we would encounter some potholes on the road to implementing this successfully.
He said the truce is providing the flow of humanitarian aid to those in need, focuses on defeating the Islamic State, and provides space for a possible political settlement. But opposition spokesman Salem de Mistura said the ceasefire is in jeopardy because of repeated violations by Syrian and Russian forces.
Today, there is about 10 Russian airstrikes. There is about 16 airstrikes done by the regime in 26 times. And I believe this should be monitored. And we lost about 18 people and injured about 68.
UN Chief Ban received a letter of complaint from the main opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says both sides may have violated the truce, but they are not significant enough to scuttle the nearly four-day-old ceasefire. Somali authorities have arrested six in connection with Sunday's double bombing by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa that killed at least 32 and wounded dozens. Police and the local government said the center of the town, located west of Mogadishu, was very busy when a car bomb exploded near the main market. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a suicide bomber struck a funeral procession in Muqtadiyah, north of Baghdad, Monday, killing at least 25 and wounding dozens. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Separate attacks Sunday killed 24 security force personnel near Abu Ghraib and nearly 80 others in Sadr City near the Iraqi capital. With results in, Iranian voters have dealt hardliners in both parliament and the Assembly of Experts an electoral setback Friday, but analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council cautions it does not necessarily signal a change of direction for the Islamic Republic.
Clearly, reformists have made gains in this election, but whether or not this is a historic turning for the whole republic remains to be seen.
State television reported Monday that moderate President Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the Assembly of Experts. Reformers who favor social freedom and engagement with the West won at least 85 seats in parliament, while moderate conservatives who also favor Iran's nuclear deal with six world powers won 73, giving the two together a majority in the 290-seat parliament. An American college student detained in North Korea has publicly confessed to attempting to steal a political banner from a Pyongyang hotel. Otto Warmbier appeared before a group of domestic and foreign journalists Monday in the North Korean capital, accompanied by guards. U.S. spokesman John Kirby discussed the matter at a Monday news briefing.
In cases where U.S. citizens are reported detained in North Korea, we work closely with the Swedish embassy, which serves as the United States protecting power in North Korea. As a general practice, North Korea arrests and imprisons people for actions that would not give rise to arrest, let alone imprisonment, in the United States. And there's little doubt that North Korea uses detention as a tool for propaganda purposes.
The 21-year-old University of Virginia student visiting the North with a tour group was arrested last month before boarding a plane to leave. A research group says China's arms exports have nearly doubled in 5 years as the country has moved to become a major player in the global industry. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says Chinese exports of major arms grew nearly 90% between 2011 and 2015. Suspected Ugandan rebels killed at least 12 people, decapitating some in villages in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The rebels, believed linked to the Allied Democratic Forces, an Islamist group with origins in Uganda, attacked at least two villages in North Kivu province early Monday. Britain announced Monday it's sending a training team of some 20 soldiers to Tunisia to help stop illegal entry from neighboring Libya. London is among Western countries concerned about the growing presence of the Islamic State in Libya. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.